Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quantum assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I've been trying to log into my portal ID to make my claims, and it's telling me I don't have access to the email address that I used when I initially filed. I changed my phone number and my email address since then. Well, my email address and the phone number that is related to that email address, I don't have any longer. So I need to change my email address so that I can access my portal. Can you help me with that?
Yes, ma'am. I can most definitely help you with your email. Can I please have your social so I can better take a look at your account for you?
Yes, ma'am. It is. I'm sorry. Excuse me. It's 258-776-048.
That's 258-776-048.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Heather Bayless, 01-07-1986, and it's McCrary.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
It's been a good long time. I've only gotten one payment from y'all, and I didn't realize what the issue was until just a couple of weeks ago, and I've been trying to get in touch with the right person. So it's been probably 6 months, maybe.
You said about 6 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently working like a full-time? Go ahead.
I'm not. And I didn't realize that I still had weeks available like a claim until I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was like, no, you could, you know, you probably still got something on there, and so I need to try to see.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I've had a couple of years of college, but I didn't graduate.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify your driver's license state and the number?
Alabama 795-1634.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Did you want to go into your checking or your savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
Oh, I would have to go pull that for you, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need that? I mean, you have to have that to continue?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me just a minute. Okay, routing number 103. 100195.
Yes, 148. I'm sorry, you said 248.
1079. 28280.
Okay, now your routing number is 103-100-195. Is that correct?
Correct.
And your account number is 248-1079. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. 28280. I'm sorry. After the one, it's 248-1079-28280.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 248-107-928-280. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
2125 County Road 159, Center, Alabama 35960.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can you verify your telephone number for me? Can you verify your telephone number for me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. It's 256-706. Man, I'm sorry, man. It's 3133 is the last four. My phone's cutting in and out. I apologize. Let me try to move.
Yes, ma'am. No worries.
Okay.
And what is your email address?
EDHURT, H-U-R-T, 1954 at outlook.com.
Okay, that's going to be E-E-H-U-R-T,
1954. No, no, E as in boy. E as in boy. E as in B.
Okay, that's going to... Okay, E-B Hurt, 1954, at outlook.com. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. My apologies. No, your mailing address is 2125 County Road 159, Center, Alabama, 35960. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Is it Birmingham Southern College? Is it Gaston State Community College? Is it Huntington College? Is it Miles College? I'm sorry. Gaston State Community College.
Correct.
Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 1220 Renaissance Court Southeast? Is it 15 Roseway Circle Northeast? Is it 164 Morris Drive? Is it 3202 Stacy Lane? Or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
None of those.
Okay, thank you. Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Duluth? Is it Rome? Is it Roswell? Is it Douglasville? Or is it none of the above?
Rome.
Okay, thank you. In which of the foreign states does Peggy Bayless currently live for own property? Is it Georgia? Is it Massachusetts? Is it New Mexico? Okay, thank you. In what county do you currently live? Is it Coffey? Is it Cherokee? Is it Walker? Cherokee, thank you.
Cherokee.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Excuse me.
No.
Okay, thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama where a employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day you worked?
Oh, Lord. December 2020, maybe? December 2020, I think.
Okay, you said December. Was it like the beginning, the middle, or the end of December?
The middle.
It's the 15, okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's all.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I'm not working at the moment.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Okay.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably about 20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
I'm thinking like $12.
You said $12. Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
I'm a painter.
What's your job description? Were you painting walls and equipment, buildings, bridges, and other structural surface? Okay.
I was painting walls, mostly residential.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What is the name of your employer?
I don't have one.
Your previous employer?
I was working for Decks and Dots as a server, the last job I had.
It said Barnwell Entertainment?
Yes, that was that's what my unemployment claim is under.
Okay,
but I was just trying to get my email address changed so I can see what's left on there available.
Yes, ma'am. And you said that's Barnwell Entertainment, LLC? What is your employer phone number? Yes, ma'am.
I guess you can put mine down.
Okay, what is that number?
256-706-3133.
Okay, that's going to be 256-706-2333. Is that correct?
3133.
My apologies. Let me fix this issue for you. And once again, it's 256-706-3133. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what is your employment start date?
I started working again maybe in May of 2019.
Was it on the 15th of May?
No, it was more like maybe the 3rd.
Okay. May the 3rd?
Yes.
And that's going to be 2020?
No, 2019.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that. And when was the last day that you worked? Was it December the 15th?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What city and state the work was performed in?
Center, Alabama.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think it's Center, isn't it?
You said Phoenix, Alabama?
Center, Alabama. That's where the restaurant is. I don't know what the Barnwell Entertainment listed under as far as the TV fix.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that. That's going to be Center, Alabama. Is that correct?
Correct.
Have you received a vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
They terminated me without cause. I had an appeal hearing for my unemployment, actually.
Okay, could you say that's a violation of company policy?
That's what they said when it came down. They didn't have evidence that they had terminated me. Well, they terminated me for being late, no show. And there was a wreck on the highway, and I couldn't get through. I contacted them and told them that, but the manager lied and told them that I didn't show up.
Okay.
And then she didn't show up to the unemployment hearing.
Okay, is that going to be the one violation of company policy?
I'm sorry?
Is that going to be the one violation of company policy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Terry, I think was her name.
Okay, you say her name is Carrie?
I think so, yes.
Was she your manager, your supervisor?
She was the bar manager.
Okay, thank you. What was the date of your discharge?
January 3rd.
I'm sorry, what was that?
May 3rd.
Okay, thank you. And that's going to be 2019 or 2020?
2020.
Okay, thank you. What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Like I said, there was an accident on the highway. I couldn't get to work. I called her and told her that like all four lanes of the highway was shut down. And she told them that I didn't. I went to work, but I was late, and she told them that I didn't show up.
Okay, you said you couldn't get to work and you was late, and she said that you did not show up for work. Is that correct?
Right. Correct. She put me down as a no call, no show. I've already had an unemployment hearing on this, and it was approved, so.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry that had to happen to you. Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, other than I've been out of work, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You'll be able to find you something better.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of messed up when we had the unemployment hearing that she didn't even show up. Like, the owner was aghasted. He was like, she said you never contacted, and I had to submit all the text messages that I had where I had talked to her that day, and, you know, to show her they're not making anybody free. I mean, all four lanes were shut down. So there was absolutely nothing I could do, and she told them that I was a no-call coach.
Yes, ma'am. That is so dirty on her part to do something like that. But you will be able to find you something better than that. You just got to keep on applying online and you'll find you something.
Yes, ma'am. Right now, I'm just wondering if there's benefits left on my unemployment plan that I haven't claimed. You know, I'm trying to get some money coming in.
Yes, ma'am. Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
Before I do what?
Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
Did I commit what?
Did you commit that?
I did not. No, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I got you now. No, ma'am, I did not.
Yes, ma'am. Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
I had been warned for being late before, but I was only like 5 minutes late. And I think she was just in a real bad mood that day. I don't know. I'm not real sure what her reasoning was. The owners actually tried to hire me back. I'm just not sure that I want to go that route, you know?
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be yes or that's going to be no for you?
Yes, that's going to be a no.
Okay. What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I mean, there wasn't anything I could do. The interstate was shut down. I mean, the whole highway was shut down. They had four lanes, both sides. You know, the main drag that runs through there, they had everything shut down. It was like a massive wreck. They were airlifting people out. You know, it was bad. And I sent her pictures of the wreck. And again, I was only like 5 minutes late. So, like I said, I think she was just having a real bad day, and I got the brunt of it.
Okay, you said there wasn't nothing you can do because she was only 5 minutes late. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, there's nothing I could do to get through the highway. I mean, I had texted her like 35 minutes before my shift. I was 5 minutes up the street, and I was like, look, there's a, you know, I was going in early, actually, and there was a wreck. There was, I mean, they shut down 4 lanes of traffic. So I sent her pictures, I texted her, and everything else, and she told the owner that I was a no-call, no-show.
Oh, I'm so sorry that had to happen to you, ma'am. Because that's like she just being dirt on her part. And I do apologize for
right.
that experience.
Like the owner was very, very shocked at the unemployment hearing when I produced those texts. She was like, no, she told us you didn't contact. Well, I did. You know, I talked to her, you know, extensively for over 30 minutes and told her what was going on. So I'm not sure what the deal was there.
Yes, ma'am. Just find you something better, ma'am. And you will feel so much better, so you won't be able to deal with that again. Did your letter have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, you can take income tax. I take federal, but not state.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Blue, come.
Yes, ma'am.
Come. Go back downstairs. Let me go get a pen. I'm sorry, I didn't. Oh, trying to multitask. If that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
The bad, real bad. Go. Now stop playing. I'm almost there.
Yes, ma'am. No worries.
Oh. Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Your temporary PIN number is 4886.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me? Yes, ma'am. That's going to be your... Yes, ma'am. Now, you should be able to use your temporary PIN number within 24 to 48 hours from now, because that's how long it takes for the update.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. You've been so helpful. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I have one more thing to read to you before I close it out.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/posting and update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Fail to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to file this question listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have a question about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much.